Paul Ramel here for Q92 Sports. We have some special guests in the studio right now, and they're on their way to the state tennis tournament. Kayla Jan and Claire Lowry from, do you say Dawson Boy Lacaparral Valley or Lacaparral Valley Dawson Boy Girls Tennis Team?
Oh, we usually say Lacaparral Dawson Boyd.
Okay, we'll go with that. We'll go with that today, right, Kayla?
Yep.
All right. Lacaparral Valley Dawson Boyd, of course, combined in girls tennis, and Claire and Kayla punched their way to the state tennis tournament, which is coming up next week, right?
Yep.
Okay. Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You guys got big smiles on your face. You must be pretty happy, huh?
Yeah, definitely.
Quite an experience down in Sioux Falls.
Yeah.
Let's talk about that, Claire.
Well,
sections.
So we had the first day was like about a week ago on Thursday. And we won both our first two matches. First one was against Laverne's second doubles team. And the second match we won was against Montevideo's first doubles team.
Okay.
Right.
Now, have you played these other, your opponents, before during the season?
The teams we played Thursday, we hadn't played either of them. But Tuesday, Benson had a new team. We had only played one of the girls, but the team we had beat in the second match on Tuesday against Laverne, we had played that team twice before and lost both times.
Oh, yeah. Okay. And so you come back and beat them.
Yep.
Well, that's awesome. Doesn't get better than that, right, Kayla?
Right.
So, we'll talk more about the section tournament in a little bit. I want to talk about your tennis careers. Now, you're a senior, right,
yep.
Claire?
Yeah.
And what grade are you in, Kayla?
I'm a sophomore.
Sophomore, okay. I was thinking you were a senior, but you're a sophomore, right? All right. So you guys are a doubles team. You've been the number one doubles team all season for the tennis team?
Yep.
Okay. So how do you get together? Do you just say, hey, I like you and I want to play doubles? Or how does that work in tennis?
Well, what Hacker does is he kind of has a lineup that he'll try and put together during the summer. We have a lot of summer practices, and then we also get a lot of say, like, if we would rather be playing doubles or singles.
Okay.
And then eventually he'll just decide on what he thinks is best.
Okay. And Kayla, so how did you become doubles partner with Claire then? When did that happen, and how does that work?
It happened in the summer when Hacker came up with our lineup. He goes by a strength ladder, so whoever is the strongest will play first singles, and then the second strongest plays two singles, and then...
Now, when you say strongest, you're talking about not muscles, right? See, I know nothing about tennis, so you got to educate me.
Like the best, the strongest tennis player, like all around.
Okay, so you kind of have a competition within the team then?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off, Kayla.
And then he just decided to put us together. Yeah.
All right. And it's worked well, huh?
Yeah.
Yes.
So you got to like each other, I would guess, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's worked well for you?
Yeah.
Well, let's talk about your season then. It's been a long season. You guys are one of the first sports to start, right?
Yeah.
In August?
Yeah. Okay. Early
Talk about your season together as a doubles team then. What's your record?
Our record this year is 13-8. I just found that out today.
Okay. Oh, you don't keep track of that in your head, huh?
No.
It's kind of hard to when you have a lot of matches.
Yeah.
A lot of matches, okay.
Yeah.
13-8.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Any highlights for you, Kayla, this season besides the section tournament? Any surprising wins or good hits or... Nope, I can't think of any. Huh?
I would say one of the matches that I really liked was our first match against Benson during the regular season. I think that match we were both just playing our A game.
All right.
Yep.
I agree.
Do you ever get upset with each other? You should have did this or that?
No, not really.
Okay.
I'll definitely get upset with myself, but I'm not one to kind of blame mistakes on other people. So
I would think playing doubles is very difficult. I mean, you got to be in the right place at the right time all the time. How does that work?
It takes a lot of talking.
Yeah.
You have to talk to each other a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. And you guys are good at talking?
Yep, we're getting better.
Yeah. All right, let's talk about the other team before we talk more about sections and state tennis coming up here. Talk about some of the other girls on the team and how you did as a team this year.
As a team, I think we've played kind of the best that the team has played in past years, like recently.
What was your team record, you know? Roughly?
I think it was better than our record.
Okay. So as a team, you did well.
Yeah, we definitely did really well. We got knocked out in the second round of sections, in the team sections. But it was a really close match. I mean, some of the matches, one of them went three sets and in a tiebreaker, and it was just this close. And then we had lost that match. 4-3, so one more win and we could have had it. And then again, we were playing Laverne, so Kayla and I lost our match in the team section, but we won the Laverne match in the individual section.
Oh, wow. So cool.
I think it really could have gone either way.
Either way, is that close?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
Kayla, why don't you introduce your team, the singles players and the other double players?
Okay.
You got good memory?
As first singles, we have Caitlin Whitnable. Second singles is Maddie Matthews. Third singles is Hannah Oy. Fourth singles is Sadie Hacker. And then for our doubles lineup, we had at first dubs was me and Claire. At two dubs was Callie Borman and Gertie Sieg. And three dubs, we had Taylan Jorgensen and Elsie Wiebe.
Okay. Good team there. Mostly seniors?
A
mixture of everybody.
We've got four seniors this year, quite a few sophomores, and then one junior.
Now, how long have you been on the varsity tennis team, Claire?
This is my third year.
Okay, and Kayla, how about you?
I've been on varsity since eighth grade.
Okay, so you early on in your careers on varsity, you guys taking your lumps, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
So now you're kind of reaping the rewards, right?
Yeah.
All right. Should mention, let's talk about section now. Maddie Matthews was in singles, and how did she do?
She ended up getting third place.
So she just missed going to state then, huh?
Yeah. I know she had her first match was against the Benson girl, who ended up getting second, and that was a really close match. I know the game score was going kind of back and forth the whole time. Like one moment Maddie was up and the other moment the Benson girl was up, but the girl from Benson ended up getting it in the end. So
okay. Mm-hmm. All right, let's talk about your section play as doubles team. It was a couple day tournament, and where's it at and why Sioux Falls? I just answered my question.
They do it in Sioux Falls because they have a really nice facility. There are six courts, and it's nice because it's inside, so you don't have to deal with the cold and the wind.
Definitely.
Awesome. So it's in Sioux Falls, so take us through your section play, your first match.
Well, the first match of our sections, we played Laverne. That, I can't quite remember. Was that two sets or three sets?
Three sets.
That was a three-setter. I can't quite remember that match that
everything.
Well.
Well, you played a lot of tennis.
Yeah. Well, we won. I don't quite remember the set scores.
Okay. I think it was 7-5, 6-2, and like 6-4, roughly, somewhere around there.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Then your second match. Now, how many teams get to go to state?
How many teams?
Or, I mean, how many doubles teams?
There are 16 doubles teams.
Okay.
And the
two of them go to state.
Top two go to state.
Oh, yep.
Sorry. All right. So your second match, who'd you play?
We played Montevideo. And what they did is they had one girl who had been playing first doubles all year round. And then they took their regular season second singles player and put them together. And I'd say they were a pretty strong team. I know Monty's second singles is right up there with their first singles, so she's a really good tennis player.
Okay. All right. And then, so that was day one?
That was day one. Okay. Yeah.
And then you went back when?
We went back this past Tuesday, just a couple days ago. And then our first match was at 8 a.m.
Is that too early?
A little bit.
I really like the first round because they do all the singles first, and then I get to watch for a while.
Oh, there you
yeah.
go.
Yeah.
Okay, so your match is there the second round?
Yep. So we played Benson the first round, and they were a very good team. Hardly any errors. I don't know. They were just really good at coming up to the net and just putting the ball away when they okay. got it there.
So you beat them?
No.
Oh, you lost.
We lost.
Sorry.
To them.
Well, they were the eventual section champions,
yep,
I think.
They were the champions. Yeah.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So that you still had a chance to go to state, though.
Yes.
True second.
Okay. So that's what we ended up playing. They went to the finals, and then they beat Laverne in the finals. So we had a chance to play Laverne for true second.
Was it nerve-wracking, Kayla?
Yes, it was very nerve-wracking. Everyone's cheering, and yeah, it's very nerve-wracking.
So how did that against Laverne then get the state in that match? Remember the scores?
Scores, that match ended up being 3 sets. It was kind of a weird one. So we had won the first set 6-1, which is really good. But then we'd lost the second set 6-1.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, it was kind of weird.
Just the opposite.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, and then the last...
What went wrong?
I don't know. A lot of nerves.
Yeah. Okay. Kind of coming to the end of it and like, okay, we have to do it now. And I don't know, maybe nerves got to me, I think. Then third set was kind of a close one. We ended up winning it 6-4 in the third set.
To go to state?
To go to state, yep.
So did you jump up and down and hug each other or cry or what? What was that feeling like? Tell us about that feeling.
I don't know. I kind of just had a really big smile on my face the whole time. I'm not one to cry over this type of stuff. So, I mean, I was really excited, but there weren't really any tears.
Kayla, how about you?
I was super shocked. just winning and everyone cheering, and our whole team came down to us. And
the whole team was down there.
Oh, yeah. Our whole team came down.
Family members?
Yep.
Okay. Yeah, all of
family.
Them.
Yeah.
Awesome. So that was an exciting time, huh?
Yeah, yes. Definitely.
Don't tell me your moms didn't have tears in their eyes. They did.
I don't know about my mom, but my dad definitely cried for
your
me.
Your dad cried.
I think my mom did have tears. Yeah.
Well, she kept texting me constantly, so she's pretty proud of you.
Yeah.
So that's awesome. So a little history here. Tell us about that at La Caprile Valley with Dawson Boyd Tennis. When's the last time somebody was at state?
Oh, the last time someone went to state was 2013. That was, I think it was individually. So, yeah. 9 years ago, really long time ago.
Yep. But you guys are back, huh?
Yep.
Yes.
Well, I know, I think that was the year I had an exchange student or coordinator and exchange student, Patricia Ott, went to state in tennis, and I think Michelle Olson did too, or some of them girls back then. So.
Yep.
So here we go. You're starting something new.
Yeah.
Are you excited for state?
Very.
Really excited.
Okay. Yeah. When do you play, and who do you play? Do you know?
So... We play next Thursday.
The 27th?
Yep. We have 2 matches for sure.
Okay. Oh, you get 2 matches for sure, win or lose?
Yeah, win or lose.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I have it right here in my hand, so. I was looking up the brackets. You play at 10 o'clock, not 8 o'clock, right?
Yep.
And it's held at the Reed Suite Family Center. Have you guys been there before?
Never.
We have not.
Oh, this is all new to you guys.
Yeah, very new. New teams, new place. It's really exciting.
And you're going to play Rochester Lords, Elsie Palin and Caroline Daly. Those are their names, and not sure how they do. But
I know my mom was looking up their records today. She's kind of really a little more nervous than I am, maybe.
Yep.
I don't know. But they seem like a really solid team. I think they both have a record of 21-3 or 21-2. Can't remember quite.
We'll knock them off then, right?
Yeah, hopefully we make it far.
Talk about your families and stuff. What's that mean to you and your team? You guys get along well?
Yeah.
I mean, your families, they're cheering you on and stuff?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep. It means a lot when we have our whole team there and our family cheering us on. Our team has actually came with us to every match for sections.
Oh. Yeah.
So we travel as a team.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Good. Mm-hmm. And I know that the families are there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The attendance at these tennis matches are crazy. They're just kind of getting bigger and bigger, aren't they?
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
All right. Well, we're very proud of you guys to make it to the state. And thanks for coming in the studio and talking about mm-hmm. tennis.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And good luck at state.
Thank you.
All right. That's Claire Lowry and Kayla Jan from Lock Pearl Valley Dawson Boyd girls tennis team doubles. And they'll get to play at state on Thursday the 27th at 10 o'clock at Reed Suite Family Tennis Center in Minneapolis.